Doug Johnson has proclaimed throughout his campaign that his first move as governor would be a permanent individual income tax cut. Johnson may know the legislative ins and outs of the tax system better than any of his fellow candidates. Since 1980, he's chaired the Senate Tax Committee. Critics snipe that Johnson never used that expertise for income tax cuts until this year, but Johnson says the state budget surplus is now making a tax cut possible.
And I'm hearing from more and more Minnesotans, many of them who don't own a house, who are saying, you know, we go to work every day, and we're third to fifth in the nation individual income tax, and we would like more take-home pay, and so that's my top budget priority. I'm going to cut taxes before any other spending decision is made, and that'll be the individual income tax.
According to Governing Magazine, Minnesota has the seventh highest personal income tax in the country. Sales and property taxes are also above average, but not to the same extent. Johnson stresses his plan would reduce taxes in every income bracket.
We have three income tax rates in Minnesota, the 6% rate on the first portion of your income, and then the 8% rate on the next portion, and the 8.5% rate as you get in the higher income categories. So my proposal would cut that 6% rate to 5.75%. It would be an expenditure of about $600 million over 2 years, a tax cut.
Johnson says the anticipated budget surplus would allow a tax break without cutting the state budget. He says he won't cut funding for education, crime control, transportation, and environmental programs.
And I feel very comfortable that we can have a significant tax cut in the 1999 legislative session. And we're going to do some cutting of state government, too. We're going to downsize state government, particularly in the top level management positions. I want to decentralize some of the agencies or part of the agencies. You know, everything doesn't have to be in St. Paul.
Johnson can point to his efforts revamping the state's property tax system to bolster his image as a fiscal conservative. According to the group Citizens for Fiscal Responsibility, about $900 million in the 1998 tax bill was put into property tax rebates, as well as reducing tax rates for commercial and rental properties. Johnson says he's largely satisfied with those efforts, although some additional tweaking for homeowners could still take place.
Market values on homes and some of the seasonal recreational property are driving taxes pretty hard and high on some of our homeowners, and I think we can help in that area by putting a cap or limitation on the amount that the market value or the assessed value can go up on a home. That'll really help, I think, thousands of homeowners in our state.
And he says his proposal for increased state support of schools would mean an additional $400 million in property tax relief. Every gubernatorial candidate in every party is advocating some kind of tax cut this year. Johnson's plan is part of his middle-of-the-road campaign that blurs party distinctions. Johnson made a brief appearance at the state DFL convention, but did not seek the party's endorsement. Instead, he has sought support from voters who live in rural areas, prefer smaller government, and wince every time they pay their income taxes. In Duluth, I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.